Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Lori with Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can give us a call at 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. So this morning, we're going to be talking about three qualities of being human. Obviously, there's more than three qualities that make up being a human, but in the world of mindfulness practices like meditation, there are three very important qualities that we can get to know better, and we can even employ them when we most need them. But first, we have to practice getting to know them better. These three qualities are called natural intelligence, natural warmth, and natural openness. According to Pema Chodron, who everybody knows is my favorite teacher in the whole wide world, in her book, Taking the Leap, she says, the potential for goodness exists in all beings. That is acknowledging that everyone, everywhere, all over the globe, has these qualities and can call on them to help themselves and others. Well, it isn't that difficult to acknowledge that these qualities exist in ourselves, but when it comes to other people, that's where we begin to get a little stuck, especially in the face of so much political opposition and global strife. Like all good acts, though, working with these human qualities begin with us, with the individual. And generally speaking, when we get triggered by something, some experience that generates our anger or fear, it's really difficult to tap into these so-called good qualities. In fact, the sheer force of energy associated with anger and fear can sweep us into a raging river of thoughts and words and actions that might, in the moment, feel like they're giving us some relief, but they always leave us feeling the aftershocks. And then we're stuck carrying these memories and deep emotional feelings of a past upset, and we can disappear into an endless train of thoughts, replaying situations over and over and even strategizing how we might have done things differently, all the while we're getting swallowed up by the stress of this past experience that isn't even happening anymore. So when we use mindfulness to access these basic human qualities, it's like pressing a pause button and taking this moment, taking a breath, noticing how we're feeling, and only then can we begin to free ourselves from this habitual chain reaction. So let's talk about the first quality. It's called natural intelligence. When we learn to meditate, we're already using our natural intelligence to make choices, to decide to sit, to decide to focus on our breathing, and to learn to pause and let go of the stream of thoughts that are constantly playing in the backs of our minds. We also use our basic intelligence when we're caught up in big reactions of something. So if we're able to take that pause, and our intelligent mind can say, whoa, wait, you're going down this road that you're really going to regret. Stop. Listen to yourself. And then take a breath. Take a moment. That's how we use that natural intelligence to interrupt the flow of the habitual reactive nature. The second quality of being human is that of natural warmth. And it's the moment where we use this quality of our hearts to embrace the moment that we fall into this reaction. The part of us that's starting to feel really lousy that we're getting swept away by anger or fear or any of its tributaries, to pause and to be kind to ourselves, gentle, compassionate, even forgiving. It takes a lot of heart. And we do this by first pausing and taking this big breath, and then applying a warmth and a willingness of the heart to let things be as they are, rather than to fall into a pattern of reaction. Finally, the third quality of being human is called natural openness. And this might be the hardest one, I think, because it's about extending all of the intelligence, all of the warm-heartedness out toward the other person or toward this situation that's setting you off in the first place. This openness is a pause that says, perhaps that person or situation has the same qualities as I do, and that same ability to fly off the handle and judge and fight, but also maybe they have the same ability to use their intelligence to pause, their warmth to understand. And as we do that, we begin to open to the potential for change and growth in every situation, giving that same benefit to others that we're willing to give to ourselves. So mindfulness meditation is a practice in relating to these basic human qualities, first in ourselves through our relationship to our thoughts while we're just simply sitting there, and that would be using our intelligence, and noticing how many things trigger us. Even if it's just a fly that keeps buzzing around our nose, we can see what our chain of reactions is to that fly. And as we cultivate this intelligence to see how our thoughts run away, and we can use some warmth of the heart to gently bring ourselves back to the present moment where we can pause and rest in the breathing, this natural part of us then opens to the experience, and it notices that each moment actually does bring change. This is a great practice if you're in conflict yourself. You can even try it in this practice today. So you might think of a person or a situation that you're in conflict with, and notice immediately the thoughts and the feelings that start to arise in you. You'll notice the parts of your body that start to contract and shut down, and you'll notice how your mind wants to start running your story around and around in your head, all of your rationalization and justification for why someone else is wrong and you're right. And you can use your intelligence as you observe during your meditation to say to yourself, hey, you know what, that's just thinking. And pause, feel into the breath, feel the warmth of your own heart while you're sitting there, and then open up a little bit. Imagine that each inhale is like this embrace, and each exhale is this widening of the space, and allowing you to let go, change, and grow, and to let go of that situation that you've been holding on to. So go ahead and get comfortable, because we're going to have a meditation using our intelligence, our warmth, and our openness, all the basic qualities of being human. So I like to sit in a chair sometimes when I'm meditating, and sometimes I sit on the floor on a couple of cushions. But most importantly is having your hips be either level with your knees, like they are when you're sitting in a chair, or if you're sitting on cushions, have your hips propped up on a couple of cushions and your legs crossed on the floor, and that way your hips are up a little bit higher, and this will allow your back to relax a little bit so you're not fighting the discomfort of your body your entire meditation practice. And then let your hands rest in your lap. They can either be left palm resting on top of right palm in Zen mudra, or they can be resting palms down on your legs, your thighs, or your knees, whichever's more comfortable for you. And we'll start with three cleansing breaths, in through the nose, and very, very slowly blowing out through the mouth. And again, inhale deeply through the nose and blow as slowly as you can, really controlling this exhale. And let's do that one more time. Inhale deeply and nice and slow on the exhale. And you should notice that your body and your nervous system feel like they're slowing down. Good. And now let your breath go in and out of your nostrils. And notice the temperature of the air We always check in with our immediate environment. And as we repeat these qualities and these techniques each week, you get more and more mastery with the mind over being able to come into the present moment. So we notice if the air is cool or dry or whatever it is in the space that you're sitting in. And then notice how warm and moist the breath is when it comes back out from the body. Notice if you're struggling with the breath at all, trying to control it. Take big, deep breaths and see if you can just step outside of the control and observe the breath. Let the breath do its own thing naturally. It doesn't really need your instruction. And for two or three breaths, you're going to name the breath to yourself. So you're starting to track the breath with your mind by saying inhale when you breathe in and exhale when you breathe back out. Two or three times is all you need, just to touch in and remember what you're here doing. Very simple. And then to get the body on board, we're going to move the breath and awareness into your feet, noticing how your feet feel, if they're touching the floor, if you're wearing socks, just really checking in with the feeling of your feet. And then move that up into your ankles. And then up into your shins and calves. As if the breath is slowly moving up from the bottoms of your feet, up into the lower legs and then the knees. And then up into the thighs and feeling the weight of your legs. And let them be supported by the chair or the cushion that you're sitting on. Notice your hips, your low back, your low belly. And see if you can allow yourself to soften from the inside out. Noticing your rib cage and the sides of your body. Your diaphragm expand and contract with each breath naturally. You're just present and observing, open. Move up into your chest and under your arms and your upper back. And see if you can really feel the warmth inside your chest. The warmth where your heart lies. And even still, if you can soften the heart, open the heart. See if you can feel that. Spread your collarbones and let your shoulders drop. Let your arms and hands be heavy. Drop your jaw and let your teeth be parted slightly. Your eyes roll down. They can be opened or closed. Doesn't matter. Feel the softness of the face, the scalp, the hair, the back of the neck, and the crown of the head reaching to the sky. Fully embodied, connected to breath. And then use that intelligence. About 25% of your attention is watching, using the intelligence and noticing when the mind wanders so it can see it. Experience it and say, ah, wandering mind. And come back to the inhale and the exhale. The warmth of the heart. And the open quality of awareness. Just letting things be exactly as they are. And you keep practicing, and I will check in with you in a few minutes. Notice if your thinking has wandered away and you followed it. Bring yourself gently back to the body and the breath by tracking three breaths, saying inhale and exhale for a couple rounds of breath here just to reconnect. If you notice the thoughts in your mind jumping around, wanting to get off the cushion or the chair, go do something else, just notice what that feels like. And then breathe that into the warmth of the heart. And exhale, give it a little space, stay a little longer. And this trains us in doing that when we're in a situation of conflict, stress, anger, or fear. Just staying with the breath and the body and letting yourself be. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5. And this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. And today we're practicing the three qualities of being human. So using our intelligence, our warm-heartedness, and our openness to stay present. Begin to deepen your breath. Notice your state of mind, how your body feels, and let it be perfect just how it is. Soften up. Bring the breath into the base of your spine, and as you inhale, draw the breath up your back until it touches the roof of your mouth. And then exhale down the front of the body. And again, inhale up the back. Exhaling down the front. Really connecting with these three basic qualities in you and in others. Your natural intelligence, your natural warmth, and your natural openness. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue in downtown Laguna. Give us a call, 949-415-6718, or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, and coaching. This is Lori, and I thank you for listening and wish you peace along your way today.